Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive, joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is voice of the Brewers, Jeff Levering. Jeff, would you call this the Sal Frelick game from last night? That was a pancake suggestion for the game.
I would say that last night was the Sal Frelick game of the year. Yes, most definitely. With two great diving catches and a two-run home run and a Gatorade bath to finish it all off, yes.
He needed that, didn't he?
I think he did. It was a really big game, and I think I may have said it in the home run call because he needed something to happen offensively. He's really been going through it. Even on the last road trip, on this homestand, he'd only had two hits. Hadn't had a home run yet on the season. I think I said it in the call, that a baby or something like that. Just, you can tell when a guy's really grinding, and he's going on 6 weeks of the baseball season. Really good to have him have a good day.
So Bobby Gass is on the hill this afternoon. That's the new nickname that we're going with anyway. Bobby Gass for the crew. Is he here to stay? Is it, no matter what, are they going to just kind of keep him on the hill and let's see what he can do?
I certainly think that he is here as long as he continues to pitch well. Yeah. There's no reason to send him down. He definitely, and I joked with Matt Arnold on the other a couple of days ago, that Robert Gasser earned himself another start, right, with six scoreless innings. And goes, yeah, I think he'll be around for a little bit. But he's got the Pirates today. It's kind of a light-hitting lineup, especially when their right-hand guys are in there. So hopefully he's got another good day. And then you go on the long road trip. His next matchup will be in Miami against the Marlins, and then you go from there. It's fun to watch him work, though. A young kid and the last remains of what was the Josh Hader deal.
How much? I remember Craig Counsell once saying that he was almost – he called it paranoia. It was the joke. He was always looking so far ahead when it came to the pitching staff, like who was going to pitch the following week and the week after and the week after. Is Murph that way? Is he processing well into the future as to when someone might pitch or who they would call up if they needed to?
I think he's got an eye on the future, but Murph's been pretty adamant about staying in the moment. And hey, what can we do about winning today's ball game? Who's available for us to win today's game? And I appreciate that very much. Hobie Milner said it in an interview the other day about how the clubhouse kind of feels like a college clubhouse where everybody's rallying behind each other for one day. Nobody's thinking about, okay, well, I'm at 10 homers, so the rest of the season I have to hit 20, and then I can have my 30-homer season. Nobody's thinking about those individual accolades. They're all trying to band together to win one game on that particular day and do everything that they can. But there is a slight bit of responsibility for Pat Murphy and the rest of the coaching staff to map things out, make sure they've got enough coverage for the next couple of days. If a starter goes short one particular day, who's available to go two or three innings to cover those innings? You do have that responsibility as a manager, but I don't think he's looking at game two in Boston next Saturday and saying, who's going to start?
Jeff Levering joining us on Brewers 360. Hey, so we played the Chargers last night. My kid did in U14 baseball. So your kid's still playing? Is he a Charger?
My kid is a junior Phoenix.
Oh, he's a Phoenix now.
We crossed back over the tracks in Menominee Falls.
Okay.
So he's on the 9-under Phoenix team, and they had a really good day against the Pewaukee Pirates 9-under team a couple days ago.
How's that game changer working for you? Are you using it all the time?
Oh,
following on the app?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, there are times where I'm calling the Brewers game, and then I'll be watching my son's game on the game changer, and then I look up and I see the counts 2-2 in game changer, and then I look up and I almost say 2-2, but I got to remember what game I'm calling.
Right, and then the game changer will undo because the person calling it will make a mistake and they'll go back a couple of pitches or whatnot, and then you're all thrown off even more. See, these are the things.
Oh no! What the heck just happened? He went from a single to a double, and then it was an E5. What is happening?
Right.
Oh, it's all right. I appreciate all the parents for doing that.
Half the audience has no idea what we're talking about, but boy, that app is mind-blowing to me. Jeff Levering, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.